We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for some front page news. This morning, though, we got Tamika Mallory on the line. Good morning, Tamika.
Good morning. Good morning.
Not just on the line. Tamika's on the front lines. Tamika is back in Kentucky.
Kentucky, that's right.
Why is our good sister Tamika Mallory back in Kentucky?
Well, you know, we made a commitment 3 years ago to Breonna Taylor's family that we would not just come out and protest, but that we would continue to work with the community through all the phases. And we're in a second phase, if you will, or another phase of the fight for justice for her and the community, which is to stop the man who was the special prosecutor on the case, who should have secured indictments for the officers who killed Breonna Taylor. He is the attorney general, the current attorney general of the state of Kentucky. His name is Daniel Cameron, and he is now running for governor, which means he would receive a promotion for not, doing what's necessary to bring justice to this community and to this family. He has been very clear that he is a police guy. He's in fact a Black man who is very much so in support of the police. He is endorsed by Donald Trump. It's something that he uses all over in his campaigns, his ads for his race. He is very close to Mitch McConnell, and in many ways is seen as a potential successor to Mitch McConnell here in the state of Kentucky. And if you look at his policies, how he wants to be tough on crime, which is usually a dog whistle for locking up Black and Brown folks and not really trying to provide us with the resources that we need. He's a pretty dangerous guy. I would say that he's like the Black cousin of Ron DeSantis, who is the governor of Florida. And so we are back in Kentucky from now until November 7th, when his election will happen, ensuring that people are, one, registered to vote, and two, that they are very clear about who they're voting for and what this man is capable of. One of the things in his 12-point plan that he wants to do, if you if this helps to sort of draw a picture or paint a picture of who he is to get rid of civilian complaint review boards. He wants to stop the civilians from having the authority to sanction police officers when they do something wrong, right? He's talking about giving the death penalty to offenders. He is a very, very dangerous man, and his policies are policies that we're trying to move away from. And so we don't want him to be. So, you know, I have the personal vendetta because of his behavior in the Breonna Taylor case, but his policies are also very dangerous. And the last thing I'll say is, you know, if you, there are some people who believe that we as activists and organizers, we just always don't like someone. But if you go back and look at the time when the grand jury had been impaneled and they were meeting in terms of whether they would bring charges for Breonna Taylor, one of the things that happened at that time was that after it was over, Daniel Cameron came forward and said that those jurors did not find charges for the officers, for Breonna Taylor specifically. In fact, the only charge that came out of that grand jury was a bullet going through the wall and how it could have potentially hurt someone on the other side. The jurors came forward, at least three of them, they came forward and said that they had never been presented with charges for Breonna Taylor, that they waited until the end. They thought they would hear about Breonna Taylor, but they didn't. So therefore, Daniel Cameron lied. So not only is he bad on policy, not only is he a police guy, but he's also a liar and an obstructionist to justice.
I got two more questions, Tamika, before we talk about you know, what I really want you to talk about. Is there another candidate you all are supporting against Daniel Cameron?
Well, we are really here to, first of all, there's only two candidates. There's okay. The current governor, Governor Beshear, who happens to be a Democrat. And Governor Beshear, I wouldn't say he's terrible, but of course, you and I talk all the time about how much more the Democratic Party has to do in order to be as committed to it to us as voters as we've been to them. So I wouldn't sit here and tell you that I'm this huge Beshear supporter, but he is the alternative candidate. And one of the things that Governor Beshear has done is restored the voting rights of 170,000 people who are formerly incarcerated or people who have convictions, felony convictions, and 60,000 of those people registered to vote, but only 10,000 of them have been to the polls. So as far as we're concerned, that 170,000 people is an important number for what we're doing here now and what power looks like or power building looks like in the state of Kentucky. So we do give him credit for that. There's been some other things that he's done. There are local people in the state of Kentucky who some support him, others have real issues with him. But for the most part, those people who are grassroots leaders on the ground are saying vote for Governor Beshear and vote and do not vote for Daniel Cameron.
Well, for those just listening, we're talking to Tamika Mallory. She's out in Kentucky. Now, one thing that I did see, I seen you on live the other day that said that your life was threatened and that you, somebody threatened your hotel room.
That's what we need to get to.
And yes. All that other stuff. So explain to the people what happened. And some people just don't know how dangerous your work is and what you have to deal with. They think you just stand on the front line and you shout and you scream. But it's a lot more than that. So break down what's been going on and happening with you right now.
Yes, they do. I do stand on the front line and yell and scream. I do that too, which is probably why the death threats were coming through. The several hotels in the state, in Kentucky, in Louisville, Kentucky, received phone calls from someone, a man, asking whether or not I was staying at those hotels. And of course, if the protocol is followed properly, hotels would never say, you know, that the person is here. So they said, well, you know, she's not, I don't, you know, they said, we can't give out that information.
Right.
And the response was, well, it doesn't matter whether she's staying there or not, but tell the bitch that I'm going to shoot her.
Jesus.
So that was the first call. And of course, you know, they tracked me down. The police department in Kentucky and the Louisville specifically, they know how to reach me, whether it be from the people that I work closely with here who work within the system and or just the fact that I've been arrested a few times here, and as well as just relationships that we've built. So they tracked me down, had a conversation with me. They had police to meet me to let me know that it sounded like a credible threat. They were concerned about it, and we did a report in which detectives got involved. So that was earlier in the day. Later in the evening, more calls came in, and this particular call was much more nerve-wracking, if you will, for me. It was much more concerning because the person called exactly at the time that I was arriving to the hotel, and they knew the color car that I was in. Mm. And they told the person at the front desk, you know, you see her, the bitch that just got out of the car, and they named the color car and said, we're going to shoot her and we're going to shoot up the hotel. Mm. So once they started, you know, first of all, I'm sure that the officers, most of them, do not want me to be harmed here in Louisville. So, you know, when I met with the officers early in the day, they called, they checked in. They were really, really serious about it. But I think that once someone says they're going to shoot up a hotel, it turns into a whole different situation when we're in this climate where there are mass shootings, where people are walking into buildings and shooting multiple people. And so at that point, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and all these other individuals became concerned about what's happening. So, you know, since then, things have been pretty cool. It doesn't mean that we're not still being watched. We went through this. Y'all know it because you reported on it when we lived here.
Why you say since then, Tamika? You only been there 72 hours. It's been 3 days. Well, what you mean since then?
I mean, every day is, listen, we got through yesterday without anyone reporting any calls. But the day before was a really bad day. And I think, you know what, for me, as I said, you all have covered this before, because when we were living in Kentucky for 4 months in the thick of fighting for Breonna Taylor, we were being threatened every day. We had all types of police surveillance. We had the white supremacists coming after us. We would find them, you know, our security, they found people in the bushes. I mean, it was just a nightmare what we went through. And so we're pretty much used to it. Not saying that that means that we don't take it seriously, because we do. And we do have a very expensive, unfortunately, security team of brothers who love and protect me with their life and protect us with their lives. But what really bothered me wasn't so much that the threat was against me. It's that there's a person, I don't know what they make, but let's just say for the purpose of this conversation, $18 an hour, and you're answering the phone in a hotel and someone is saying that they're going to shoot up the hotel. That's scary. It's scary for their families. It's scary for them personally. Now, the rest of the time that I'm doing my job, I'm worrying about who might come through this door and what might happen, and then trying to relay that to my family members. It's no joke. So we don't take it lightly. We understand the significance of those types of threats. And yes, it more than likely people are not going to call you and tell you they're going to kill you. But we know that at the top shooting the top supermarket shooting in Buffalo, that man had been there before. He was surveilling the location. So it's not 100% that it won't happen, that someone will come surveillance, you know, surveil the area, maybe even call, and then go out and do something heinous, like to try to murder people. So we do take it seriously.
Why do you even have to be there, Tamika? I asked you this yesterday, but I want to ask you this publicly. Why do you have to be there?
Yeah, that's a good question, because people are like, you should go home, including some of my family members are like, yeah, you did enough. Like, go home. But again, I promised Tamika Palmer, Breonna Taylor's mother, that we were never going to leave her. And to have Daniel Cameron knowing, and by the way, some people will say, well, maybe there were no charges. Well, there were, because the Department of Justice has the civil rights charges that have been filed against those officers are significant. So it's not that there was nothing there. There was absolutely something to indict those officers on, because we now see that the federal government has moved in to do so. And they don't do that unless they know. And by the way, once they started, once they got a little bit of information and they started pricking into it, people started coming forward. And when I say people, I'm talking about police officers telling the truth about what took place and the ways in which they covered up the murder of Breonna Taylor. So we have a real serious chip on our shoulder with this, because we were here and we could have lost our lives. Something really bad could have happened to us, as it did Breonna. And I promised Tamika that I would help her to finish the job. And one thing I always tell folks, it's a lot of people that are online activists, and I don't take anything away from them, because raising awareness is a part of activism. But I'm an organizer that is from the old school, and I believe you have to knock on doors and look people in their eyes and remind them of their power and remind them of the importance of them paying attention to not just elections, but whatever the movements are for social causes happening in their community. And so when we lived here before, we knocked on doors. We took food to 4,000 families. We held conferences. We did things in this community that we built a family here of organizers, and we know what they need. They're doing the work on their own, but we help them to bring it and raise the attention to a national level so people will know what's going on in Kentucky. It is, and you know, and you all know, because we talk about this, it's a virus that's spreading. So what's happening in Kentucky has national implications, because if Daniel Cameron becomes governor, his behavior, his policies, the ways in which he thinks, I just told you, he's like the black cousin of Ron DeSantis. They are spreading something across this nation that is dangerous for our people. And so that's why I'm here. I'm here because I don't believe that I can just send a text message and a phone call and really motivate our people to get to the polls.
Now, let me ask you a question for people out there that want to help, that want to donate time, finances, or whatever. How can they do that, and where can they do that? What's the site?
So it's best to go to untilfreedom.com. Untilfreedom.com is safe, it's secure, it's an ActBlue account, it goes straight to us. It's best to invest in our work through the website, untilfreedom.com. But there are some people who want to send Cash App, and we're completely fine with that. It's Until Freedom. On Cash App, it's Until Freedom. The reason why I say it's best to go to untilfreedom.com is because there are imposters that since 2020 have been putting up accounts either with my picture or the Until Freedom picture, and they have added things like NY or US or extra L or something that will make someone who's not paying attention closely choose that and send money. And we know for sure, because we have verified it with Cash App, that money, thousands of dollars, have gone to these fake accounts. So we ask people that if you're going to do Cash App, pay attention to the words being spelled properly. It's Until Freedom. And there is no NY, there's no US, there's no nothing else. But if you can, it's really quick to just go to untilfreedom.com and give that way.
Well, Tamika, we love you. We value you. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
We thank you thank for you. Always being on the front lines, you know, fighting
thank
for
you.
Us, even when it's not the sexy story or sexy thing to do at
That's
the
right.
moment. And, you know, like you said yesterday, you're getting all these death threats, and it's easier to do something when it's in the dark. So that's why we're shining a light on the work you're doing in Kentucky right now.
Thank you so much, and be
thank
safe
you.
Out there.
Love y'all. Appreciate you. Hopefully I'll be able to come in when we get back.
Absolutely. Peace.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.